I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mozambique braces for a monster cyclone this weekend. Details and prayer needs are coming up. Meanwhile, opportunity awaits a different group in today's broadcast. Each of the headlines connects you to the Great Commission, so we invite you to listen closely because there's a place for you in every story. Beginning today, Mozambique is in the bullseye of what could be one of the worst tropical cyclones in decades. Audio Scripture Ministries' Joshua Harrison says,
so there have only been three cyclones that have made landfall in Mozambique at this intensity since we began to track it with satellites in 1966. And this is a major event, and we need to stand in prayer.
Dubbed Cyclone Idai, people are bracing for this monster storm to make landfall by Friday or Saturday. Already, flooding in advance of the storm killed dozens and displaced hundreds of thousands. Add to that the loss of crops, and the damage could be catastrophic. What's more?
We record and distribute God's Word in audio, both in central Mozambique and in southern Mozambique. And it does affect travel, the pastors, the local leaders who rely on farming often to get their daily bread.
With each day that passes, the storm strengthens. So Harrison's asking God for a miracle.
Pray for God's mercy that the storm would be weakened and that the damaging winds would not come far inland, that people would be protected. And also for our teams as we go out and minister shortly after it hits this Friday or Saturday.
Next, it's day three of a UN conference highlighting top issues of Syrian refugees and their host countries. More than 17 million Syrians can't survive without assistance, whether they're inside or outside of their war-torn homeland. Ahmed is one of them. Perry LaHaye tells us about a couple who met Ahmed during a short-term mission trip with Frontiers USA.
They listened to Ahmed just share the horror stories of being in the war in Syria, and Bree just expressed her sorrow that Ahmed had to go through all those things. Without really even hesitating, Ahmed said, all of this horror is because of sin. And he went on, he said, it's because Adam's sin has affected all of us. Bree was just taken aback. She was amazed that he knew so much. And he said, well, I read the Bible you gave me.
God used their brief time together to change Ahmed's life forever. Could he use you in the same way? Frontiers is looking for goers to join them as they reach Muslims for Christ.
Our 2019 short-term trips give you the great adventure of sharing Jesus' love in the Muslim world. We've got trips in the Middle East, in North Africa, the Arab Gulf, Turkey, Central Asia, India.
Don't wait too long. The registration deadline's April 1st. And Global Disciples is dedicated to making the gospel message available to all peoples. The organization is doing so by supporting and equipping clusters of churches to multiply disciples. Global Disciples' Jerry Meadows says an exciting opportunity just opened up to help them do that.
From this date until June 30 of 2019, there's a matching fund on the table for Global Disciples. A group of business persons in the U.S. have generously contributed $2 million to a matching fund. So any contribution made to Global Disciples of $1,000 or more is matched from now until June 30.
Maybe giving $1,000 isn't realistic for you. Fortunately, Global Disciples has other ideas to help.
Put a small group together from your church or take an offering or do that 5K and raise finances, but give $1,000 or more towards reaching the least reached in the world, and it will be matched through June 30.
Would you pray that God would use these funds to impact communities with His love? You can learn more about Global Disciples, where to give, along with more ways that you can get involved at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.